All right, Rabbi Osei. A piskatava, a good kvittel, a good maid, a yashikach, by the way, to a... I think this was we had two beautiful simultaneous minyanim. So yashikach to all of our bali tefillah, to Moshi for this orus minyan, to Rachmiel and Ari Lichtman for the regular minyan. Incredible, incredible zuchus to Baruch Hashem of all of these beautiful minyanim occurring at different times. A thank you to our sponsors, to thank the Levitans for dedicating the shir all of Sukkis and the zuchus that Hashem should accept the tefillos of all of Klal Yisrael, bring the Mashiach and rebuild the Beis Hamikdash in our time. Shkoyach. Jose, also a thank you to Morty Spiro, who dedicated the shir. I forgot to announce this. Le'ilui Nishmas, his cousin Shalom Elazar ben Elimelech ben Sion. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Nisham will have an aliyah and the family a nechama. Jose, also to thank our Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Tishrei, Jacob and Julie Blumenfeld, who dedicated all the Shirim and Drashos of this month in the Aliyas Nishmas, their grandmothers. We hope that the Nishamas will have an Aliyah and the family in Nechama. Is Said here? Said's not here. Is there a sponsor for the breakfast? Oh, and a shkayach ultimately to the Abramsons for dedicating and sponsoring the breakfast this morning. Forget about sheer sponsorships, right? Come on, right? So thank you to Abramsons for dedicating the breakfast. From the zchus of Amir Tzashem, a good kvittel and a piska tava for their mishpacha and for all of Klal Yisrael. It's also a good opportunity to give a special yashar koach and thank you to my Yeshiva for all of his oros he gives our kehila. Every Yom Tov, every Shabbos, Amir Tzashem, the tefillah should be niskabel, halavai should be a zchus for you and your mishpacha. We'll say with that, let's begin. I have to, just when somebody sees Sayyid come in, just tell me, because I want to give him a special yashar koach. And also, you could tell him if we're running low on anything. Please let him know. It's important for him to get the feedback. All right, Tavosi, with that, let us begin. We are finishing Yemir Tzashem Maseches Tamid today. So we are picking up on the last paragraph of Maseches Tamid. We're starting actually at, today's daf is Lamed Gimel. We are starting on Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis, a lot to do today. So it says in the Mishnah as follows. Omer Lamamuna. Tavosi, remember again, we began this yesterday, a little bit, but then we kind of had to stop. So remember, this Mishnah is picking up over here where the Kohanim have reassembled in the Lishkas Hagozis. They have reassembled in the Chamber of Hewn Stone in order to go ahead and finish up the rest of the drawing of the lots. Also in order to recite Kriyashma. Mamuna, the Kohen in charge of them said, Baruch Hu Bracha Achos, make a bracha. So what do they, what bracha do they make? Vehem Berchu. Ultimately, give me a bracha. And I will say, really what this is referring to, Sayyid, an incredible yashar koach. Thank you to everything. Also, if you really appreciate Sayyid, the jacket that he's wearing, you'll notice, is actually on sale in the shul gift shop. You could buy one with the shul. And we should start a gift shop. No? We don't know. What happened to gift shops? Good. The sister will be selling it in the gift shop. Amir Sasha. Let's begin. So Amuna said, Baruch Baruch Achos, make a bracha. Nebosai, the bracha that is referring to over here is one of the Birchos Kriyashma. The Rush points out that there is a machlokes. Here's what we know. We know that they said one of the brachos of Kriyashma, one of the brachos of Shema, but it's a machlokes, ultimately, again, which bracha they recited. Vehem baruchu, so they made a bracha. So machlokes, Rosh, Shabenu Gershom, the Mefarish, is it the bracha of Yotzar Ma'oros? Is it the bracha of Ava Rabbah? But ultimately, again, Lamed Beis, the Mishnah, the new Perek. Avram, take breakfast. So the Gemara says, Vehem baruchu bracha achas, Karu Aseres HaDibros, so they recited Aseres HaDibros. Rabosai, this of course is unique. We saw this already a little bit in the Gemara Maseches Brachos, where the Gemara discusses that they used to say Aseres HaDibros, that used to be part of davening. That stopped ultimately again when the Apikarsim came along and said that the Aseres HaDibros are the most important thing. So Karu Aseres HaDibros, Shema V'Hayayim Shamoa, V'Yomer, Vayomer. So we'll say this is what they said. They will say, just to understand, they recited truncated tefillas. Right? Why did they recite truncated tefillas? So, because they're working. Remember again, this goes back to the sugya that we saw beforehand, that when you're on the clock, ultimately again, you have to be careful with how much time you take for your individual spiritual service. The novelty here is apparently this is true even if what? Even if what? Even if you're on the Ribbono Shel Olam's clock. right? If there's work to be done, then at the end of the day, at the end of the day, you have to do it. So what happens? Baruch Hu Esa'am. So we'll say ultimately again. Everything okay over there? We're good. The two of you work this out. Okay, good. Just stay there. So Baruch Hu Esa'am. So we'll say they bless the people. Now, in this context, by the way, Baruch Hu Esa'am does not mean Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim is going to come later on. Rather, Birchas Kohanim actually means they said, like we say Birchas Kohanim in Chazaras HaShatz. Elokeinu ve'elokei avosinu barchinu ba'abracham shuleshas batorak su adem oshas. Good. So the Gemara said, Baruch Hu, right? Baruch Hu Esa'am. Shalosh brachos. They said three brachos. Which brachos? Emes Yotziv, Avoda, or Birchas Kohanim. So we'll say, you remember, Birchas Kohanim in this context does not mean Birchas Kohanim, where the Kohanim bless the people. That's going to come later on. Birchas Kohanim means they said Birchas Kohanim like we say in Chazaras HaShatz. U'b'Shabbos Mosifin Bracha Achos. Shabbos, they would add on one more bracha, L'mishmar HaYotzir. So for Shabbos, remember again, Shabbos is when the Mishmoros. Shabbos is when the Kohanic shifts would turn over. So the incoming shift would go ahead and give a bracha to the outgoing shift. Actually, if you take a look at the Rush, this is actually quite beautiful. The Rush says, Mosifim bracha achas l'mishmar hayotzi. Mishmar hayotzi mosif osa bracha. I'm sorry. It's the outgoing shift. The outgoing shift who would recite an additional bracha. What was the bracha they said? This is quite beautiful. V'alav muteles v'mishmar she'avad b'shavo she'avra. V'im osin avodas ha'boker v'achar kach ovdin mishmar nichnas v'nishmar mevarchan osa v'omrim mi she'shachan es shemo b'bayi zeh. Who yashkin beinechem ava the achva v'shalom v'reya. So Rabbi said, this is so beautiful. The outgoing shift would give a bracha ultimately again to the incoming shift. And they would say to the incoming shift, he who rests his name on this home should rest his name between you and should endow you with ava, with love, with achva, brotherhood, shalom, peace, and reyos, camaraderie. It was like really exceptionally beautiful. So this was the bracha that the Mishmar Hayotzei would give to the Mishmar HaNichnas. And both say, it's always struck me. Why is Gemara B'Sechas Brachas discusses this as well? Why would they have to give this bracha that there should be Achdos? And both say, you know, well, I'm sorry. Let's remember, whenever you work closely with a group of people for a prolonged period of time, I think, I'll give you a simple mashal. Yom Tiv is a lot of family time, right? If somebody were to tell you, what bracha could I give you for Yom Tiv, right? What's the bracha every single family wants for Yom Tiv? Shalom Bayis, right? Good. Copy, that was fast. That was very fast, right? Yeah. We could talk after the shiur a little bit, right? So ultimately, again, remember, any time that you're spending a lot of time, even with people who you love, and people who you're very close to, but it's a prolonged period of closeness, you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu Siyata Dishmaya, right? Ultimately, again, you need Ava, you need Achva, you need Reyes. Beautiful. Mishnah Beis. Amar Lahem. So we'll say the Mamuna would then call out. Chadoshim Liktoras. So we'll say this is incredible. Chadoshim Liktoras. So we'll say the halacha was, they wanted to give every kohen an opportunity to do the Ketores. So therefore, again, if you had already offered up the Ketores, you were ineligible for that lottery. Right? So this is Chadosh L'Ketores. So why is that, by the way? So the Gemara Maseches Yuma actually discusses this, that Ketores was an incredible skula for Ashirus, for wealth. So they wanted every kohen to be able to get this particular skula. So therefore, again, people who already did the Ketores were disqualified from the lottery. So Chadosh L'Ketores, Bo Ve'Fisu, Zach HaMisha Zach, whoever won the lottery, won the lottery. Am Lem Chadoshim Im Yishonim, Bo Ve'Fisu, next lottery that was drawn after that. Rabbos, remember again, where are all the sacrificial parts right now? Where are they now? They're on the ramp, right? They're on the left side of the ramp, ultimately, again, from the midpoint of the ramp downward. So they are sitting there. So the next lot that was drawn, ultimately, again, who's going to come and move the limbs from the middle of the ramp to the Mizbeach? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Hamala Ivarim Lekevesh, Humala Osan Gabe Mizbeach. Rabbi Elazar said, it's not true, there wasn't another lottery. But in fact, what happened? The Kohanim who put the sacrificial parts on the ramp to begin with, ultimately, again, those are the same Kohanim who came back and moved it to the top of the Mizbeach. Good. Mishnah Gimel. Masum lechazonim. So we'll say any kohanim who were not chosen for the lotteries. So remember again, at this point in time, all the kohanim are wearing big day kahuna. You only wear big day kahuna if you're doing avoda. If you're not going to do avoda, they took off your big day kahuna. So the problem is, what did you do with the kohanim who were dressed to do avoda but weren't chosen? So masum lechazon, they were given over to attendants. They were like clothing attendants in the Beis HaMikdash. So the kohanim who were not chosen were given over to the attendants. Hayum afshitin osam es bigdeyem. Velo hayum anich malem ela michnasayim bilvad. So they were, what's the word? Declothed. I guess it's very stripped down from the car. But again, I'm supposed to remember. I'm sorry? Disrobed. Disrobed. Good. So they were disrobed. Derobed? Okay. Good. Undressed. Good. Okay, fine. Thank you. Thank you. You don't have to be so condescending like that. It's so good. They were undressed, disrobed. So we'll say, so the idea over here is why? Because remember, if you were not doing the avoda, you could no longer wear the big day kahuna. The chalonos hayusham, we'll say this is incredible, they had cubbies. Cubbies for each type of clothing. The kasev aleim tashmish akelim. So the kohanim weren't chosen, were undressed, and ultimately, again, there was different cubbies for each different type of article of kohanic clothing. The articles that were not used, ultimately, again, were put back. Dalit. Misha zecha biktores. I will say, whichever coin was chosen to be able to do the avodah of the ketores, hayanotel asakaf, he would take ultimately again the kaf. Now, I will say, kaf literally means the spoon. But we're going to see that kaf dome letarkov godol shazov machzekes shloshakabin. But I will say, really, what it was like a small pot. Like a small pot that was able to hold three kabin. Vahabazach hayabisocho. There was a bazach, I will say, so inside the kaf, there was even like a smaller utensil, which really translates better as like a smaller utensil, inside of the kaf, hayabisocho, top of lamin gimel, mole v'godish ketores. Ultimately, again, and it was filled with ketores, v'kisri ha'alo, kimin v'kisri ha'alo, and I will say the bazach had a lid attached to it, u'kimin mituteles haya'alav milamalon. And ultimately, again, it had, I will say, like a small covering on top of it. I don't know if anyone has it here. The Safa Barura Gimaras. Gil, I think, has that one. Right, do you have a picture in there? I think of that. I saw it yesterday in that Kli. Oh, that's very helpful. Thank you. Yes, excellent. Good. Good. Okay, now that everybody saw that, that's perfect. Good. So you can look at Gil's Gemara afterwards. It's the picture of the larger utensil with the smaller utensil inside of it. The smaller utensil has a covering. Mishnehei, Misha Zacha B'Machta. I will say whoever ultimately again won the lottery for the Machta, Nutl Machtas HaKesef. He would take literally a silver shovel. Va'ala L'Rosh HaMizbeach. So remember again, this avod of the Machta is the person who's going to take the shovel. Go to the top of the Mizbeach, take the coals from the outer Mizbeach and do what with them? What does he have to do? Take them inside. Because remember, again, I'm about to say, you need coals for the inner Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaPanimi for the Ketores, but we don't create coals inside of the Beis HaMikdash. Instead, the coals are created on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So what would happen? He would take the silver shovel, va'al l'rosh HaMizbeach, he'd go to the top of the Mizbeach, upanas ha'gichalim, heilach, So we'll say, what would he do? He would go up to the top of the Mizbeach and he would move some coals to this side, move some coals to that side. He wanted to take coals from the middle of the pile. Those, I guess, are the most intensely burning coals. Yarad ve'iron l'sochan shalzah. So we'll say he would take them down. Now remember, he was carrying them in a silver shovel. He would then transfer the coals from the silver shovel into a gold shovel. Now, as we're going to see, the gold shovel was smaller than the silver shovel. The reason for that is the halacha by Ketores is that the kohen has to enter into the Beis HaMikdash with a heaping pile of coal. So how do you make sure that you have a heaping pile of coal? Transfer from a large utensil to a smaller utensil. Nispazer menu kikav gichalim. So I will say, inevitably, because the gold shovel was smaller than the silver shovel, what ended up happening? You had coal spillage, right? You had coal that spilled on the ground. So what would they do? V'hayim mechabdin la'ama. So we'll say, so during the week, what they would just do is they would sweep the coals. There was a channel of water that went through the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. So they would just shovel the coals into the water. U'b'Shabbos, but on Shabbos, you can't shovel coals. Why not? Ultimately, again, because it's aser. So hayakofe ala pasachter. So they would place a pot. Pasachter means a pot over the coals. They would invert the pot over the coals. Now, why would they do this? Someone say, why don't they just leave it alone? Because remember, again, the Kohanim are working barefoot. Therefore, again, Chas Hashem, somebody could really hurt themselves if they step on a coal. So you have to cover the coal. Upasachter haisekli godla machzekes lesech. So we'll say the pasachter was a large utensil that held a lesech. Lesech is an amount. Ushtei sharsheros hayuba. The pasachter, we'll say, was a pot and it had chains on either side of it. Acha shumoshech ba v'yoreit. So we'll say the pasachter, by the way, was also used when they had to clear out the ash. When there was too much ash accumulation on top of the Mizbeach, they used to pile the ash into the pasachter. So the pasachter had chains on either side. It was a circular pot. Had chains on either side of the pot. Why? Because when the Kohanim were transferring the ash off the Mizbeach, there was a concern. If the coin was only dragging the pot through one chain because it's circular, what could happen? It could more easily tip. Therefore, what they would do is when transferring the ash down from the Mizbeach, one coin would pull down the pot from the front, the other coin would hold it back from the back. So it was, suspended, right? So it was suspended. And even if they dragged it, oh, excellent. Ari Lichtman. Right, so even, actually, we should tilt the camera, you know? So ultimately, in order to ensure that the pot would not tip over, so therefore they had chains on either side. So the Gemara says, So we'll say the pasachter pot really served three purposes. Number one, kofen osah gabi gecholim. Number one, as we just said, that halacha lemaaseh, if any of the coals spilled, they would invert the pasachter in order to cover the coals on Shabbos. Number two, ala sheretz. I both say, interestingly enough, if there was a dead sheretz found in the azara, which could happen, they put the pasachter over it. Ala sheretz b'shabbos. So remember again, if it was during the weekend you found the sheretz, you just got rid of it. If halacha lemaaseh, again, it's Shabbos, so it's Mukta. But I just want to point out, not a topic, but remember again, you'll say to yourself, Ein Shavus b'mikdash. One second, Dinei D'Rabbanan do not apply in the Beis HaMikdash. That's true for matters of Avoda. So whenever something is necessary for Avoda, we'll say, obviously, Isurim Doraisa, you could Shecht on Shabbos in the Mikdash, right? Shechit is one of the Lametes Malachas. Yet you could do it in the Mikdash on Shabbos. So we'll say, and certainly D'Rabbanan don't apply. That's when they're necessary for the avoda. But something like a dead rodent where I don't have to carry it away, I could just as easily overturn the pasachter and leave it on top of that, that's all we would do. And ultimately, whenever the ash pile accumulated too much, they would remove the ash with the pasachter. Vav. Hegia bein ha'ula l'mizbeach. So we'll say ultimately again, as the coin is getting, right, so he's taking. So they just transferred, ultimately, again, the coals from the silver shovel into the golden shovel. They get in the area between the ulam and the zveach, natal echel esamagreifa v'zarka v'na ulam. What would they do with the silver shovel? This is fascinating. With the silver shovel, they would throw it down. They would throw it down in the area between the ulam. Ulam is the antechamber and the mizbeach. Now listen to this. They Dafka threw it down because it generated an incredibly loud noise. Ein Adam Shomea Kol Chaveiro B'Yerushalayim Mikol HaMagreva. So we'll say this might be another hyperbolic statement. The shovel, right? The throwing of the shovel, the hitting of the shovel against the ground was so loud. What are you showing me, Ira? Temple Institute has a shovel. Excellent. Good. Good, Ira will pass it around. You send it out, beautiful. Yeah, good. I'll throw Ira's phone down. We'll see. Good. So it says the Gemara. Ultimately, that's a great point. Temple Institute has the replicas of a lot of these Kalim. That's true. Shabbo says it says the Gemara as follows: that when they would throw down a shovel, it made such a loud noise that you couldn't hear what your friend was saying. In Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, "Shlosha dvarim haisam mishamesha." So we'll say, the sound generated by the throwing down of the shovel had served three purposes. Number one, Kohen sheshomeas kol yodei she'achavakam nichnasim l'shtachavos. But as we're going to see, with the offering of the ketores, also began the process of the Kohanim entering into the heichal to prostrate themselves. So if you were a kohen outside of the mikdash compound and you heard the sound of the clanking of the shovel, so what would happen? You would know what? you better get inside because the Kohanim are about to begin their prostrations. V'hu ratzu ba. Uben Levi shu shemayas kol yodeh she'achav halavim nichnasin ledaber b'shir. V'hu ratzu ba. And if you are a Levi, this is also the sign that what? Shira was about to begin. So you better get yourself into the Beis HaMikdash. V'rosh ha'maymod haya ma'amid es ha'tameim. Interestingly enough, this is also when the Rosh HaMaimod. There's a machlokes as to what Rosh HaMaimod means over here. Does it refer, Abbas, that they were ma'amados? Just like there were shifts of Kohanim and Leviim, there are also shifts of Yisraelim who congregated by the Beis HaMikdash to represent the Am, to be present for the Karban Tamid. So Rosh HaMaimod could ultimately mean a Yisrael, or Rosh HaMaimod could also mean what? Could also mean whoever was the ranking Kohen at this time. Now, I was saying, this is very interesting. They would line up the Kohanim Tmeim, the impure Kohanim, by the Shara Mizrach, by the Eastern Gate. Why would they line up the Kohanim or Tmeim? So we'll say, if you look at the Rush for just a moment, the Rush says over here, So two possibilities. Possibility one was, because if you were obviously Tomei, you were not showing up for work in the Beis HaMikdash. So that no one should think that you were skipping out on work, right, and doing something else. They lined up the Kohanim Tmeim, ultimately again, so that people should see they're present, but they just can't do the Avoda. Second possibility was that this was to shame them. To shame them. That how could it be you serve in the Beis HaMikdash 1 week out of the year, and you can't keep it together for 1 week out of the year? You can't be Nizar and Tuma for 1 week out of the year. So it was like a little bit of like a public shaming. Not a little bit, but a big public shaming. At the Kohanim Tmeim were lined up, that these are the people, obviously, that were not organized enough in life to be able to keep it together for their 1 week of Avoda. Good. So I'll say, so therefore the clanking of the shovel ultimately served almost like as an awakening, an alarm clock for Kohanim, for Leviim, and ultimately again for the head of the Ma'amados. Hadron Allah, Arm La'amora. Good. We'll say Mazdav Vaiter. Hey Chalu. All the Ma'amados. So we'll say they continued to walk up the steps of the Ulam. And I remember again, they're entering in to what we call the Mikdash proper. Hey Chalu, all the Ma'amados Ha'ulam. So the Kohanim who won the lots ultimately again of cleaning out the inner Mizbeach and the menorah, they ultimately again would go ahead and come in first, right? They would go ahead and come in before the other Kohanim. Remember again, the Kohen who had won the lottery to clear out the menorah. So remember again, Abosai, the menorah effectively was already mostly cleared out. And remember, they had left the basket, the tenna, by the second step leading up to the menorah. He finishes up the job, removes the tenna, prostrates himself, and he leaves. Misha zacha b'dishna menorah, nichna sumata shtei neros ma'arvim. So Abosai, he went ahead. I'm sorry, that was Dishna Mizbeach. So the one who won the lottery ultimately, again, to clean out the menorah, he came in, and what did he find? Remember, there were two Neros Ma'aravim Dolkim. So two candles still remain lit. Medashen es ha-Mizrachi. He goes in and cleans out the Ner Mizrachi. Umaniach es ha-Ma'aravi Dolek. And he leaves the Ner Ma'aravi kindled. Shemimeno hayu ma'likin es ha-Nor Shabbein Arbayim. Because it was from that Ner Ma'aravi that they would rekindle the menorah that afternoon. Masa Shekavo. If it turned out that that candle had extinguished, then what? Midashno, he cleans it out. Umadliko mimizbach ha'ola. He rekindles it ultimately again from the mizbach ha'ola. Notel es hakuz mima alashnia. We'll say, remember again, he had already begun the avod of cleaning out the menorah and had left the kuz, the jug with the ashes, on the second step of the mizbeach. The ishtachaveh, he prostrated himself. Yatza. So we'll say, brother, you see another paradigm over here, which is that as soon as a particular coin finishes his avoda, what does he do? Prostrates and then leaves. Mishnah Beis. Misha zacha b'machto. So the coin who won the lottery to go ahead and bring in the shovel with the coals for the ketores. Tzavaras hagecholam agabi hamizbeach. Ultimately, again, I'll say, he's bringing the shovel, the golden shovel filled with coals, into the Beis HaMikdash proper. He comes to the inner altar, Mizbeach HaZav, the incense altar. He pours the coals onto the incense altar. Tzavar es ha-gechal m'gav Mizbeach, o-redadad b'shuli ha-machta. He pats down the pile, you know, evens out the pile, ultimately, again, with his shovel. What does he do? V'shtachaveh, he prostrates himself. This is the end of the Avodah, the Yatza, and he leaves the Beis HaMikdash. Mishnah Gimel. Mishazacha b'ktoras. So let's say to the Kohen who won the lottery for the Ketores. So in the lottery for the Ketores. Hayanotelas abazach mitoka kaf. So let's remember again, what would he do? He would take the spoon, remember. So you have a spoon filled with the actual Ketores. He would take out the spoon that was brought in with the shovel. V'nasno li ohavo o likrovo. And he would go and he would give it to one of his friends. Now both say, so the idea of giving it to one of his friends ultimately in this context means that this was not an avodah for which a lottery was drawn. Nispazer mimenu l'socho. So both say he would go ahead and he would pour. So remember, essentially what he would do is they would pour, they would bring in the ketores in one kli, and they would transfer it into a different kli inside of the Beis HaMikdash. So nispazer mimenu l'socho. So ultimately, you know, we'll say, so if any of the Ketores ends up spilling, so they accumulate it with their hands and put it back into the Kli. And I will say, there was a strategy for how you did Ketores, right? So they told the Kohen who was doing the Ketores, here's how you have to do it. Have a Zoyer, Shematasel Mipanecha, Shelotichva. I will say, so remember again, you have to imagine the scene. The Kohen is standing in Kohanim, Mamish, this could be you. The Kohen is standing in front of the Mizbeach. So must remember again, there is a large surface area of, not large, but there's a surface area of coals. The Ketores was scattered over the coals. So what would be the rookie Kohanic mistake? Begin pouring the Ketores in front of you and work your way forward. What's the problem if you do that? You'll get burned, essentially, because what's going to happen? The smoke will hit you in the face. Right, so they tell the Kohen, don't begin pouring the Ketores in front of you. Rather what? Don't pour the Ketores in front of you and then work your way forward because you'll get burned. Rather, so we'll say ultimately what he would do is, he would start essentially from the furthest point from him and work his way towards him. So he take the spoon with the ketores, extend his arm, work his way back towards him. Lahayam hamaktir maktir, achshemona omerlo hektir. And we'll say, so the Mamona would follow the Kohen who was doing the ketores in, and the Kohen who was doing the ketores would not be given the avodah until the Mamona told him to do so. So he wouldn't begin, so until the Mamona told him, hektir. He had to get the instructions, then he would burn the ketores. If Haya Kohen Gadol, and if that day the Kohen Gadol was doing the ketores, Hamamuna Omerlo Ishi Kohen Gadol Hakter. So this is very interesting. If it was a Stam Kohen doing ketores, then what? So the Mamona would say, Hakter, do it. If it was the Kohen Gadol who was doing the Avoda, then what? He would say, Ishi Kohen Gadol Hakter. Right? Then again, a little bit more deferential. Ishi Kohen Gadol Hakter. Pershua Am. So we'll say ultimately again, so they would go ahead, they would spread out the ketores, they would spread out the ketores would be offered, he would bow down, the Kohen who was doing the ketores would bow down, and the yatsa. And ultimately again, we'll say he would then leave. Hajjun Allah, Hechila, we'll say Mazel Tov. Amadeus, we'll say last daf of Meseches Tamid. This man, Shekoin Gadol Michna, we'll say, you're going to see, by the way, how auspicious it is that we're doing this daf today. It's incredible, absolutely incredible. This man, Shekoin Gadol Michna's Leishtachaveh. It was when the Kohen Gadol would go in to go ahead and prostrate himself. And I will say, this is actually very interesting. So remember, again, Kohen Gadol is a unique position because Kohen Gadol pretty much has the right to do whatever he wants, whenever he wants. So it's good to be the king. Right? Just essentially, remember, they're drawing all of these different lots, but anytime the Kohen Gadol says, I want to do the Avodah, he absolutely has the right to do the Avodah. So the Kohen Gadol comes in. Now, I'll show you something interesting. So first of all, take a look at the Rush here. The Rush is,
darkon likonis lehechol lishtachavos. Ve'ein zeh biyarei konis, v'yishtachava avodi. Now, Bosani, here's what's interesting. This is talking about on a regular day. So on a regular day, someone else did the ketoras. Someone else did the ketoras. Even if someone else did the ketoras, the Kohen Gadol would still come into the heichal every day to bow down. So I know what you're thinking. The Rosh says, I know what you're thinking. You can't just come into the heichal stam. That's called the biyarei konis, right? An empty-handed entry. If you're going to come into the Beis HaMikdash, you have to come in with what? Something. Part of the avoda, doing something else. So the Rosh just points out, this is not called the biyarei konis. This is not called an empty-handed entry. Because the act of ishtachaviyah, the act of bowing down in and of itself, is a form of avoda. So this is so beautiful. I will say, you have to imagine this. Bizman she'kohen gadol nichnas lishtachavos, and the kohen gadol would come in to prostrate himself. Shlosha och zinbo, kohen gadol never comes alone, right? An adam chashiv never travels alone. So the kohen gadol comes in with attendants. How many attendants? Three people. So echad b'yimino, one person on his right side. Echad b'smol, one person on his left side. Ve'echad ba'avaram tovah. So I said, this is amazing. The Kohen Gadol is wearing the choshen, right? He's wearing the breastplate. So the problem is, of course, is when he prostrates himself, what happens? So it now, even though the breastplate is tied to the ephod, there is a give. So there was one person whose job it was to support the choshen when the Kohen Gadol was bowing down. I was like, can you imagine this? One attendant to his right, one attendant to his... By the way, I just want to point out, this isn't, you might think to yourself, oh, if the Kohen Gadol is elderly and infirm. This is even if the Kohen Gadol is young and healthy. Kohen Gadol doesn't do anything without attendance. That's the cover to the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says, one on his right, one on his left, and one told the Choshen. The Chayvan Shoshana Mamuna kol raglav she Kohen Gadol shu yotze. And I was saying, when the Mamuna heard that the Kohen Gadol was coming out of the Mikdash, he heard his feet moving, coming out of the Mesa Mikdash. So ultimately what? He bialo asaparochas. So we'll see, here's what's interesting. Apparently there was a curtain that separated the ulam. So as soon as the Mamuna heard the Kohen Gadol coming out, they would move the curtain for the Kohen Gadol. Nichnas v'shtachaveh. After the Kohen Gadol would prostrate himself, the Mamuna would go in to prostrate himself. The Yatza nichnasu echa v'akan v'shtachaveh v'yatza. So we'll see, then the other Kohanim who wanted to come in to prostrate themselves ultimately, again, would do so. So the first prostration, well, it's not the first, because I both said the truth is the people who were doing avodas had already prostrated themselves, right? So the person who went in for the dishun habizbeach, the dishun hamenorah, the ketores, they had already done prostrations. These are non-avoda prostrations. The first non-avoda prostration was the Kohen Gadol, then the mamuna, then whoever wants to come in afterwards has the right to do so. Beis. Ba'u va'amdu amalo sa'ulam. So they came and they stood on the stepways of the ulam. Amdu harishonim ledarim. So the first group of kohanim stood towards the south. Achim ha'kohanim v'chamisha keilim v'yadam. I'm sorry, let me read that differently. So amdu harishonim ledarim acheihem ha'kohanim. So we'll say, so this group who came out now stood to the south of the kohanim who were already there. V'chamisha keilim v'yadam. And they were holding five keilim. What were the five kelim? Hateni biyadecha. That's the basket that was used to clean out the inner mizbeach. Hakuz biyadecha. That was the jug used to clean out the menorah. Hamachte biyadecha. The golden shovel used to give the coals for the mizbeach hapanimi. Habozach biyadecha. The spoon that was used for the actual ketores. The kafu kisuya biyadecha. Ubarchu esa'am bracha achos. Now we'll say, and this is where they did Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim. So I'll say, so remember again, in the Beis HaMikdash, Birchas Kohanim ultimately, again, was one long bracha. Why? Because in the Beis HaMikdash, we do not answer Amen. So because we don't answer Amen, Yivarech HaShem Yishmerecha Ye'er HaShem Panamelech V'yuchunecha was recited as one long bracha. Elo Shebemedina Omim Osa Shalosh Brachas. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Kohanim bless the people, they say it as three distinct brachas. Obemikdash bracha achas, but in the Beis HaMikdash, ultimately, again, it was recited as one long bracha. Bemikdash hayu om mes Hashem kichsavo. In the Beis HaMikdash, they would recite the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as it was written. Obemedina bekinuyav. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, so we don't say the ineffable name of God as it is written, but rather we use a kinui, the Adonai name or other names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called the kinui. The Medina, this is incredible. Medina, Akronim Nosim Es Yedem Kineged Kasveyem. This is incredible. And this is halacha l'maisa. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash,
Kohanim lift their hands, corresponding to what? To their shoulders, shoulder length.
U'bemikdash agabi rasheihem. In the Beis HaMikdash, ultimately again, when Kohanim would dochen, they would lift up their hands, ultimately again, up to their heads. So let's say if you look at the Rush for just a moment, the Rush says, u'bemikdash agabi rasheihem, the Rush says, lefi shemaskir shema mafurash, Ushchina shora lemala mikir she'etzba osav. Listen to this, what I'll say. So in the Beis HaMikdash, where they said the actual name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina came down. Because the Shechina came down, it was appropriate for the Kohanim to lift their hands essentially above their heads, as high as possible. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, where we do not say the name of Hashem, there is still a Hashras HaShechina, but apparently not as intense as it was by the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, Kohanim only have to lift their hands as high as their shoulders. Incredible. Chutz mikohen gadol, shein ma'bia yadav lamala min atzitz. Mostly the exception was the kohen gadol. Why? He only lifted his hands as high as the tzitz. Because remember again, the tzitz, the breastplate, the choshen, has inside of it what? The 72-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm sorry. The tzitz, the head plate, right? He only lifted his hands as high as the head plate. Remember that he wore on his forehead that said Kodesh Lashem. Rabbi Huda says, no, Af Kohen Gadol Magbia Yadav Lamala Min Atzitz. Rabbi Huda says, even the Kohen Gadol lifted his hands above the tzitz, Shene Amar, Vayisa Aronis Yadav Ela Am Vayivarechim. Good. Mishnah Gimel. We'll say, here we go. Bizmasha Kohen Gadol, Rotzala Haktir. They will say, when the Kohen Gadol, when he wanted to do the Avodah, this is what we said before, whenever the Kohen Gadol wants to do the Avodah, he has the right to do so. So if he decides, you know what, I want to be the one who brings the sacrificial limbs to the top of the altar, if he chooses to do so, he has the ability to do that. So when he wants to be Maktir, Haya Ola Bekevesh, he would walk up the ramp. Vaskan Biyamino, the skan would be on his right side. Higia L'machtzis HaKevesh, he would get to the middle. So we'll say, so here, the Kohen Gadol is just going with one person, just the skan, the assistant Kohen Gadol. The skan would be on his right. It's incredible. Higia L'machtzis HaKevesh, when he would get to the middle of the ramp, Achaz Hasgan Biyamino, the skan would hold on to the right hand of the Kohen Gadol. V'haluhu. But ultimately, again, it would bring him up. V'hoshit lo harishon harosh v'haregel. But listen to this. So the first, because remember again, there were 9 Kohanim who participated in the bringing up of the limbs, of the, it's not just limbs, the sacrificial parts, and on the Mizbeach. Remember, they're all arranged on the left side of the Mizbeach, ultimately, again, from the midpoint of the Mizbeach and down. So what would happen now? The first Kohen would hand the head and the regel, right? The hind leg, the right hind leg. V'samach alehen. So we'll say, see now, what would happen is over here, the Rishon would give it to the skan would give it to the Kohen Gadol. V'samach alehen. Now, interestingly, the Kohen Gadol would do smicha. And they both say, this is not typical smicha, right? Why not? Typical smicha, first of all, is only done on private offerings. Karbanos Yachid, not Karbanos Sibar. Number two, smicha is usually done when? When the animal is alive. So okay, so this was a different type of smicha. The Kohen Gadol would do smicha on the parts. And what would happen? So, I'm sorry. Hoshed lo harishon harosh haregel, v'samach alein v'zarkon. And the Kohen Gadol would then go ahead and throw the sacrificial part onto the fire of the Mizbeach. Hoshed hasheni l'rishon shtei ha'yadayim. So we'll say then, the second Kohen would hand to the first Kohen the next pair of sacrificial parts, the shtei ha'yadayim, the 2 forelegs, nos on the Kohen Gadol. The Rishon would then give it to the Kohen Gadol. Same thing. Samach alein v'zarkon. Nishmat hashini v'halachlo. The second Kohen would then leave. V'kach hayu moshitin lo shar kalei varim. And we'll say this is what would happen. They would hand the Kohen Gadol the rest of the sacrificial parts. V'hu somech aleihem. And the Kohen Gadol would do smicha on each of the sacrificial parts. V'zarkon. And the Kohen Gadol would then throw the sacrificial parts onto the fire. U'bizman shehu rotza shu somech v'achirim zarkon. And we'll say, let's say the Kohen Gadol didn't want to throw the sacrificial parts, either because he didn't want to, maybe he was older, maybe it was too much, maybe he wanted to do some of them and not other of them, that's okay. The Kohen Gadol just has to do the smicha, v'achirim zarkon. Someone else could go ahead and do the zrika. Bo lo lahakif esamizbeach. So we'll say, now remember again, so now, after the Kohen Gadol finishes offering up all the sacrificial parts, it's going to be time for what? For the nesachim, the wine libations. For the wine libations, he has to make his way to the other side of the Mizbeach. So now the Mishnah says, how did he make his way? Remember again, I will say, everything in the Beis HaMikdash is scripted. Because when you are Lifnei Hashem, there is no room for innovation or playing it by ear. When you are Lifnei Hashem, the closer you are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately, again, the more scripted. This is why, just as an aside, Moshe Rabbeinu is punished in a dramatic way for what appears to be a relatively small infraction. Why is that? It's very simple. Moshe Rabbeinu lived Lifnei Hashem. When you live Lifnei Hashem, the margin of error is very, very, very small. That's why the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, feeling the smallest of infractions, he dies. The closer you are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greater the intensity of the Midas Adin, or I should say, the less the margin of error. So therefore the Mishnah says, how does the Kohen walk around the Mizbeach? So here we go. When he comes to circle the Mizbeach, Meichanu Maskil, Mikarin Deromis Mizrachis, southeast corner, Mizrachis Tsefonis, Tsefonis Ma'aravis, Ma'aravis Deromis. So we'll say this is the direction he takes to make his way around the Mizbeach. Nosnu lo yayin l'nasich, they give him the wine for the libations. Haskan, we'll say this is wild. Get ready for this. Remember, the Mizbeach has chronos, it has corners, which means on the four corners of the Mizbeach, there were protrusions. What is it? Horns, right? Protrusions, right? Horns, right? Ari Lichtman, second time, one shear. Right, so say, like, so they're right. There were horns, right? So we'll say, watch, this is incredible. So a skan omidala keren. We'll say, this is wild. The skan, the sister, would stand on the horn, would stand on the corner pillar. V'hasudaran biyado. He had flags in his hands. Shnei kohanim omdin al shulchan achalavim. So we'll say, now remember, listen to this. So remember, essentially, we're going to see as soon as the Nisuch HaYayin is done, right? As soon as the Nesachim are done, that would trigger the beginning of Shira. And also, remember again, it's not easy to see from when the Nesachim were done. So the Skan, they had a flag system. When the Nisuch HaYayin was done, so the Skan would signal. Once he was signaled, so when he would wave the flags, that showed the Nesachim were done. Get ready for this. Shnei Kohanim Omdin Al Shulchan Achalovim. You had two Kohanim standing, Rabbi Osai, on the shulchan, on the table, where they used to go ahead and clean up the fats. Ushtei chatzos ros v'yadam. They had two trumpets in their hands. Taku v'heiriu v'taku. They sounded a tkia, a trua, and a tkia. When that happened, bo'u v'amdu etzel ben arza, the Kohanim would come and stand by ben arza. We stand by... So the Kohanim would go ahead and stand by Ben Arza, Echad Niyamino ve'Echad Nismolo. We'll say if anyone has gently used Aravis, that for Hoshanas, that they would like to donate back to the Shul. Baruch Hashem. We are out of Aravis. What an incredible bracha. They share good. Good. If the majority of the leads are still on it, you could still use it. You could still use it. So if you have gently used, come back. By the way, if you, I something I said was just an announcement. It was quick. I promise. So I'll say, okay, good. So the Gemara says as follows. So the Mishnah says, so what happens to Bosai? So amdu v'taku, ba'ova amdu itzel ben Arza. They would come and they would stand by Ben Arza. Now Bosai, now what was unique about Ben Arza? So if you look, bo shnei kohanim, two kohanim would come and they would stand next to Ben Arza. So the Rosh says over here, hu haya hamamuna al hashir. They'll say, Ben Arza was the Levi. He was a Levi. He was not a queen. He was a Levi who was in charge of Shira, who was in charge of the Shir. Kidi Isa. Kidi Isa, Bishkala, and right, fine. So they would come and they would stand by Ben Arza. Echad miyamino ve'echad l'smolo. One would stand on his right. One would stand. Two minutes. One would stand on his left. Shacha. So listen to this. So echad miyamino ve'echad l'smolo. Shacha. So shacha l'naseich ve'heinif haskan b'sudarim. So we'll say, so what happened? They would bow down. And what would occur? We'll say v'heinif. So v'haskan b'sudarim v'hekish ben arza b'tzolta. So we'll say what happens. Then again, the skan after they went ahead and they finished doing the nisuch. So once again, the skan would go ahead and wave the staff. If you look at the Rashi just a moment, the Rashi says, So the Rashi says, Vehigish ben Arza betzolzol. Ben Arza would then bang on the cymbals. Vedibru halavim b'shir. The levim would then begin the shira. Higiu leperek, when they finish the particular chapter, taku. We'll say, whenever it says taku, taku means taku hiriu v'taku. Trua tkia. V'shtachavu ha'am. Al kol perek. V'shtachavu ha'am. We'll say, at this point in time, the nation, whoever was there, would then prostrate themselves. Al kol perek. Every time they finished a particular chapter, a particular perek of the shira, tkia. They would sound the shofar. Val kol tkia, hishtachavia. And every single time they sounded the shofar, they would once again prostrate themselves. Zehu seder hatamid. We'll say, listen to this. This is the end of the avoda. Zehu seder hatamid la'avodas beis elokeinu. We'll say, everything we just learned is every single detail of the avoda, the daily avoda, in the house of our God. Yehi ratzon sheibana b'mehira v'ameinu. Amen. I will say, that's the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah itself ends off with this tefillah. I will say, so now we finished the Avoda. To close out the Masechta, literally 2 more minutes, we're going to finish out with Shira, Mishnah Dalid. Hashir, Shaya Levim Om B'Mikdash B'Yom Rishon. I will say, this is incredible. The Shir that the Levim used to sing every day in the Mikdash. I will say, if this sounds familiar, this may be the parting voices you hear as you go out the doors in the morning. Right? So again, there's like the whisper of, I've heard of it, right? I've heard rumors about it, right? But it's mamish, it's true. It's mamish true. Jews say this. So where does this come from? Where does Shir Shalom come from? From the Levim. Hashir Shalom Levim on Beit Mikdash B'yom Rishon Hayu Omrim La Hashem Ha'aretz Umla'a Tevel V'yosheva B'sheni Hayu Omrim God Hashem Muhula Ma'od B'ir Elokeinu Har Kodesho. Bishlishi hayu omrim Elokim nitzav ba'adas kel bekerav Elokim yishpot berevi hayu omrim count the kamos Hashem count the kamos Afia bechamishi hayu omrim harninu leElokim uzinu hariu leElokei Yaakov bashishi hayu omrim Hashem malach yus lavish v'gomer b'shabbos hayu omrim mizmor shir liyom haShabbos. And I will say, first of all, isn't it incredible that the Shir Shalom that we say to this very day, is mamish, the same Shira of the Levim. Mikam Chay Yisrael. Where else can you find a nation who is so attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is so attached to the Beis HaMikdash, that even after more than 2,000 years of not having our beautiful Beis HaMikdash, we say the same exact Shira day after day. The Gemara ends off by saying, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, Mizmor Shir La'asid Lavo, Liyom Shekul HaShabbos, Umnucha L'chayel Rabosai. Now what the Gemara is really asking over here is as follows. What the Gemara is bothered by Shabbos is, the capital to Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos makes no reference to Shabbos. Right? The only reference to Shabbos is Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. It's talking about Shabbos, which the Gemara says, you're right. Because it's not about Shabbos Kodesh. What does it talk about? Mizmor Shir La'asid Lavo. It's a mizmor that talks about, again, I will say, when Mashiach comes, liyom shekulo Shabbos umenucha lechayei ha'olamim. But I'll say, ultimately, it's a reference to the day that is kulo Shabbos, Mashiach, a day that brings rest for all eternity. Rabbi Osei, Mirtz Hashem, will be zocha to see the Levim recite the Shir in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi Osei, whether you're a Kohen and you're going to be zocha to live it, whether you're a Levi and you're going to be zocha to sing it, or whether you're Yisrael and you're going to be zocha to watch it, at the end of the day now, when we are Kohen Godol, when the Kohen do the Avoda, when we look at the Beis HaMikdash, we'll be able to say, ah, I learned that. I know that. I understand that in the schus of learning all of these incredible avodas, Rabbi Osei, we should be zochem eretzim to see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash and here, Rabbi Aminu. Amen. Rabbi Osei, but we're going to do something. We're making this siyum now, Mesechus Tamid, because we are 7 mesechtas behind in our siyumim. My New Year's resolution of this year is I'm not putting things off anymore, whatever it has to do it. And Rabbi Osei, Hoshana Rabba, Hadron Allah, Mizman Shikai, Golu Sikhalan, Mesechus Tamid, Hadron Allah, Mesechus Tamid, Hadron Chalan, Datun Allah, Mesechus Tamid, Datun Chalan, Lo Nisna Shemilach, Mesechus Tamid, Tisna Sheminon, Lo Ba'amad Devin, Lo Ba'amad Dasi, Hadron Allah, Mesechus Tamid, Hadron Chalan, Datun Allah, Mesechus Tamid, Datun Chalan, Lo Nisna Shemilach, Mesechus Tamid, Tisna Sheminon, Lo Ba'amad Devin, Lo Ba'amad Dasi, Hadron Allah, Mesechus Tamid, Vahadron Chalan, Datun Allah, Mesechus Tamid, Datun Chalan, Lo Nisna Shemilach, Mesechus Tamid, Tisna Sheminon, Harini bar Papa, Rami bar Papa, Nachum bar Papa, Chai bar Papa, Amari bar Papa, Rafa bar Papa, Rachish bar Papa, Surcha bar Papa, Adir Ada bar Papa, Daru bar Papa. How Rev No Adonai Elinus Divrei Sarascha Mafinu or Vivios Amcha Bisrael Vinei Kolan Nachum Vetzaret Soyin Vetzaretzay Amcha Bisrael Kolan Deshmech Olam Dei Sarascha Ma Oy Baitichach Mini Misasacha Ki Li Olam Hili Ki Li Olam Hili Yihili Vim Sanim Bukhukach Alaman Lo Ebosh. Amen, 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 selavad. Modim anachnu lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu v'lehem v'seinu. Shesamdicha kinu yoshev yisamedrash. V'lesamdicha kinu yoshev karnas. Shana mashkinim heim mashkinim. Anu mashkinim dvei Torah, mashkinim dvei Ram Telem. Anu amelim heim amelim. Anu amelim kam sakar heim amelim v'enim kam sakar. Anu ratzim heim ratzim. Anu ratzim lechai, anu ratzim lechai ha'olam haba. Bein ratzim v'ershachas shneim arba. Atalim tardim l'ershachas anshi do mirma. Lo yichutzu yimeyim v'ani yevtach ba. Yiratzom lefanecha Adonai Elohai. Kishim she'azartan l'saim m'sechas tamid. Kein ta'azvini l'haskel m'sechtov s'sram achirim l'saimam. Lilmod u'lelamid lishmar v'lasot v'kaimus kol divei samut sara secha b'yava. U'zichus kol atanoim v'amroim v'samdi chacham yamod li u'lezari. Shlotamush hatorah mipi u'mipi zari v'zera zari adolam. V'tiskayim v'ipi salechacha tancha osach. V'shach b'cha tishmar alecha v'akitzosi hitisichacha. כי בי ירבו ימיך ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים, אורך ימים במינה, ובשמאלו אושר וכבוד, אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו בשלום. יזכדל ויזכדל שמי רבו, יעמד יהיו אסיר לזכד עשו, ולחיון מסייר, ולעזקו יעשו לחיי עמו, ולמבני כרתוד ירושלים, ולשחלו לא היכלי בגבו, ולמעקר פוחנו נכרוע מנהרו, ולעזבו פוחנו דשמיו לעשרי, גם ליך קוצ'בריך ומחוסי ויקרי, דחי יחון ובמכון ובחיי דחו בייס ישראל, בעגלו בזמן קורא ומרו אמן. ישמי רבון לבורך לעולם, ולעומי אומיו, יספורך וישתבך ויספר ויסומן ויסנסי, ויסדר ויסעלה ויסעלוש, מלי קוצ'בריך, לילה מקו וחסה ושירסה, תוש בחסה ונחם עשה, דמיון דמה ואמרו אמן. על ישראל והרבון על התלמידיון, ועל כל תלמידי סלמידיון, ועל כמון דעוסקי באורי סוד, די בעשרה דין, ודי בכל עשר ועשר. יהי להון ולכון שלמה רבו אוכינו וחיסטו ורחמי מחיין עריכין. ומזון רביכי, ופורכנו מן האדום אבו הונדה בישמיה, ועל ואמרו אמן. יהי שלמה רבו מן שמאי וחיים עלינו, יעקב ישראל וימרו אמן. עושה שלום ממרומיו, ויעשה שלום עלינו, יעקב ישראל וימרו אמן.
יבנה המקדש, יציאה,
Yitzia, 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 Yitzia,
Yeah.